Happy holidays, Matrix citizens. It's your host once again, Tico, from the Blue Pill Podcast. And bringing you episode 9. And today's episode, we will be speaking about two black females by the name of Sandra Bland and Corrine Gaines. Now, these are two young black queens that unfortunately had tragic deaths. In my opinion, it was some foul play. It was foul play on both deaths. So it really hit me hard when I heard about these two different situations that did happen here in the United States. Okay, now sit back, relax, take a listen. We'll be right back, Matrix citizens. Who was Corrine Gaines? Now, Corrine Shadon Gaines was a 23-year-old woman from Randallstown, Maryland, with political views as a sovereign citizen, and was employed as a hairstylist. Her father, Ryan Gaines, had worked as a police dispatcher, according to depositions of Gaines' family in 2012. Her mother, Rhonda Darmias, age 49, is a registered nurse. She also has a 32-year-old sister and a 26-year-old brother. Gaines was wanted on a bench warrant for failing to appear in court on charges related to previous cases of disorderly conduct and resisting arrest following a March 10 traffic stop and other traffic offenses. According to Baltimore County Police, Gaines was pulled over by a police officer for driving without a license plate. Okay, now that was a little bit of information about Corey Gaines. Now, the shooting of Corey Gaines did happen in August 1st, 2016. The time was 3 p.m. Now, that's information from Wikipedia.org. Okay. Now, I'm going to play an audio video from YouTube. Now, take a listen. This is Corey Gaines' family. And
our family wants justice for Corrine Gaines. We have some unanswered questions that need to be answered. Number one, if the officer, what appears in the video, to have a body camera on, where's the footage? We do know that Cody has a testimony to the accounts of things that happened which are contradictory to the stories that are being told. We want justice. If there's a lot of
that
unanswered
is Corrine
questions
Gaines
for this family,
cousin
we
speaking.
Want justice for Corrine Gaines. We need the public to understand that she was murdered. This was not death by suicide or anything that they're trying to make it out to be. Suicide by cop or something. No, she was murdered. She stood up for something. They're trying to make her seem mentally ill, which she is not. And at the end of the day, if you felt as though she was, then give her the space to verbally express herself. She hasn't shot her gun. She hasn't done these things that you're claiming that she has done. The only person that was threatened by were the individuals that she felt were invading her privacy in which she had a right to. And so with that being said, you know, there's some unanswered questions. We're done answering questions that the media want to ask us about this and ask us about that. We want to ask questions and we need answers. That's what we want. This family wants answers. We demand answers. And at the end of the day, someone somewhere needs to be held accountable. And trust me, you will.
The vampire theory. Our blood reeks of royalty. They can smell it in the air. We're so used to our own scent, we cannot fathom what we bear. They know of our greatness. I'm just trying to taste it while others are trying to waste it and the white man is trying to trace it. But even in trying to find what is truly beyond divine, they could never go back far enough. We're way beyond their time. Therefore, in the meantime, they hunt the queens and kings with crime. Used to hang us up with strings to trees and other things. Now they tote guns with beams and wrist rings. Same old ankle chains still beating us the same. Ain't nothing changed. Except now they're trying to survive. Can't find any use for us alive. Not knowing we can't die. So while they're chasing blood, snatching bodies, eating babies, and raping our minds by having sex with our kind, they can only become us with every thrust. I trust they only raise our army, and I trust that we are righteous. If you plan on shooting somebody today, you can get your wish. When you put your hands on me, I promise you, you will okay, have to murder me. You will have to murder me. So go ahead and get ready to do that. You will have to kill me. Listen, you're not going to kidnap me. I've never been arrested. I'm not committing a crime. There is no victim here. So when the first chance you put your hands on me, I promise you I will own your ass in that department over there. I promise you that.
What does that mean?
I promise you.
What does that mean?
I promise you that. The first time you lay a face. First time.
What about the second time?
You won't, I'll be, listen,
honestly, I'm
listen.
I'm giving you all these chances. Why are you acting?
A chance to do what?
To get out of your car with your children.
Sir, you're trying to steal my car, and you're telling me that if I don't get out my car that you're going to kidnap me, and probably planning on kidnapping my kids, too.
Well, yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Does that even make
listen,
sense to you?
Listen,
does that make
if
any
you
sense?
Plan on shooting somebody today, you can get your wish. When you put your hands on me, I promise you, you will.
Okay,
have to murder me. You will have to murder me. So go ahead and get ready to do that. You will have to kill me.
Okay, Matrix citizens, that was the first audio you heard was a poem by Corinne Gaines, The Vampire Theory. And the second audio you heard was Corinne Gaines in an altercation that she had with the law, you know, prior to her murder. Okay.
Get out this car. Do you understand? You better fight they asses. Fight them. Do you hear me? They gonna try to fight me. Do you understand? And I want you to record every part. Do you understand?
Yes.
Don't be afraid. No, you guys are self-incriminating yourselves. Nobody has presented a delegation of authority order. He don't even know what the fuck it is. So who the fuck are y'all? A bunch of fucking gang members. Plotting on a fucking woman. But whoever sent y'all.
Now, her son was recording that audio.
What's happening right now? Who's outside?
The police.
And what are they trying to do? He's charging. What are they trying to do?
The Baltimore area police officers involved in a standoff that killed Corinne Gaines and wounded her 5-year-old son will not face any charges, according to the family lawyer. The family's attorney, J. Wendell Gordon, told the Daily News on Tuesday that he doesn't expect Baltimore County prosecutors to file any criminal charges in the August 1st shooting at the Gaines' apartment. Basically, we investigated ourselves, and we found that we didn't do anything wrong, Gordon said. That's what I expect them to say. They confirmed it by their silence, Gordon said. The tone and tenor of the conversation led me to believe they will not be filing charges. Representatives for the Baltimore County State's Attorney's Office didn't immediately return requests for comment.
Time. Start from the beginning.
Okay. So, the police kicked the door down, and then I was hiding in the closet, and then my mom was there, and then me and Santa closet and then Corinne was hiding the door. So Carson was hiding the door. Was 12. So my mom didn't let me come out. So I come out and then I had my camera. Because is this home? Because I left it in my house. And I left my military room. I left all my toys. Because I had a gun, it's a toy gun. And then and I was sitting next to my mother. And then we were sitting up there. And then the police was going to that room. So Kareem was gone, so he took coffee.
He tried to take you with him?
Huh?
He wanted you to go with him?
No, I wanted to stay with my mother.
No, but Kareem wanted you to go with him?
Yes.
What'd you say, no?
No, I was just standing. And then I wanted him a new phone because he coming to give me a new phone.
So what happened? You ain't finished telling me the story.
So we sneak in the bathroom, and then the police were standing behind the
window. How they get in the house?
They kicked the door.
Okay.
And then me and my mother.
So they didn't use a key? They kicked your door down?
Yes, they just kicked the door down, and my mother didn't want it open.
Okay.
So I didn't hurt.
Her. Okay, we don't gotta talk about it no more, okay?
And so we sneak in the bathroom and mother had to pee. So she made some noise and then she want me to get the ashtray and pick up the things up. And then the police started shooting. That was so violent. So my mother said back off, and then she didn't say back up. So the police said, please back up. And then they started shooting. And I sat in the couch. And then the police just took
So they shot my sister?
Yes.
And they shot you too?
Yes. Because they saw me run, and then they hurt my arm.
So they shot you on purpose?
Yes. The end. That's the rest. So they put me in the A units. So they put me in the B and took drive me to the hospital. And then...
So when they saw you running, they shot at you?
Yes. So they was driving to the...
All right, Matrix citizens, that was Cody Gaines, son of Corinne Gaines, speaking from the hospital bed after being shot by the police, aka Crackers. Now, I ask one question myself on this, is what type of humans will fire shots inside of a home where they know there is a young boy inside? I want to know why no one in that police department order for the guns to get put down just because there is a kid involved. But no, instead, the racist crackers still shoot and guess what happens? The kid gets shot. This motherfucker don't care about us. But what if it was them in our situation? Okay, racist officer, I ask you, what if it was you and your 23-year-old white wife and white 5-year-old son? Would you still use your guns to calm down, to try and calm the situation down? I don't think so. Okay, Matrix citizens. Now that was some information about Corrine Gaines and her son Cody Gaines' story. Now, rest in peace, Corrine Gaines. Rest in power. I'm sorry you had to go through this all alone. I did notice you had no man next to you to really have your back in this situation at any moment, even when you was dealing with, when they did the traffic stops. Not saying that you needed anybody, any man, to be in presence. Because to be honest, you was a soldier. You are a black woman. You could do it all by yourself, just like thousands and millions of other black women around the world. But I wish, to be honest, I wish I was there. I wish somebody was there to, you know, at least show the man presence and show them that, you know, you're not alone. And I hate the fact that this had to go down like this, as long with Sandra Bland, okay? Now we will be moving on to the next segment, and that's going to be about Sandra Bland, okay, Matrix citizens? Okay, Matrix citizens, who was Sandra Bland? According to a Wikipedia page, via Wikipedia.org, Sandra Bland was a 28-year-old African-American woman who was found hanged in a jail cell in Waller County, Texas, on July 13, 2015. 3 days after being arrested during a traffic stop, her death was ruled a suicide. It was followed by protests against her arrest, disputing the cause of death and alleging racial violence against her. Okay, now her cause of death, Matrix citizens, it says here that is asphyxiation, ruled suicide. Okay, now it said Bland was pulled over for a traffic violation on July 10th by state troopers Brian and Senior. The exchange escalated, resulting in Bland's arrest and charge for assaulting a police officer. The arrest was partially recorded by Insignia's dash cam and by a bystander's cell phone. After authorities reviewed the dash cam footage, Insignia was placed on administrative leave for failing to follow proper traffic stop procedure. Okay. Texas authorities and the FBI conducted an investigation into Bland's death and determined that Waller County Jail did not follow required policies, including time checks on inmates and ensuring that employees had completed required mental health training. Okay, in December 2015, a grand jury declined to indict the county sheriff and jail staff for a felony relating to Bland's death. In January 2016, Insignia was indicted for perjury for making false statements about the circumstances surrounding Bland's arrest, and he was subsequently fired by the Texas Department of Public Safety. In September 2016, Bland's mother settled a wrongful death lawsuit against the county jail and police department for $1.9 million and some procedural changes. In June 2017, the perjury charge against Insignia was dropped in return for his agreement to permanently end his law enforcement career. Okay, now that was some information on Sandra's case and herself via Wikipedia.org.
All right, folks, on Monday on HBO, there's going to be a documentary that is going to deal with the life of Sandra Bland. Remember, she's a 28-year-old black woman from Chicago who was arrested for a traffic violation in Prairie View, Texas. Of course, the location of Prairie View A&M University. Sandra, of course, was going down there. She was had a new job, and she was down only there for a few days. But she was arrested for no reason whatsoever. After 3 days in custody, she was found hanging from a noose in her jail cell. Her death was quickly ruled a suicide, but many people, of course, across the country were shocked and stunned, saying that it was potentially racially motivated. Her story, something that we covered extensively on my previous show. And again, that documentary is going to be this Monday. And so here is a part of the documentary.
July 11th to let me know that she had been arrested. I said, what are you in jail for? She said, you know, I really don't know. And she said, my arm is hurting really bad. And I could hear her talking to the guards in the background. Then she said, I'll call you back. And she hung up the phone. And she never called back. I wouldn't wish this hurt on anyone.
Documentary is called Say Her Name, The Life and Death of Sandra Bland. And earlier this week, I talked with the director, David Heilbronner, as well as the Bland family attorney, Cannon Lambert, about this documentary. So David and Cannon, let's talk about this documentary here. Obviously, it's a story that I covered extensively. So David, I'll start with you. Was there a surprise? Was there anything that you did not know before that really jumped out at you when working on this documentary?
Yeah, I mean, the big thing that jumped out at me was Sandra Bland herself. You know, I got to know who she was as a person, because going in, I knew what everybody knew. I knew about the dash cam. I knew about the really suspicious circumstances surrounding her hanging, the police attempt to slander her, but I didn't get a feeling for her character until I dug into her Sandy Speaks videos, mm-hmm. until I got to know her family. And that was really what inspired me and my wife and co-director, Kate. You know, made us really feel like it was an important story.
Sandy Speaks. Now, I'm going to play you guys some videos from Sandra Bland's Facebook blogs, which they call Sandy Speaks. I watch a few of them myself. They were very interesting. Her mind was definitely not lost. She knew exactly what was going on in this society and how police and the government treat us, the black race. And she definitely was woke, you know. You're going to see some. I'm going to preview some of her. For example, this one was Sandy Speaks, April 8th, 2015.
Good afternoon, my beautiful kings and queens. It is Wednesday, April 8th, 2015. Hopefully you are out there or were out there this morning doing something productive, successful, something that is going to help establish your kingdom and queendom. Today, Sandy Speaks is going to focus directly on my white people. White people. Yes. Black people know that all lives matter. But what I need you guys to understand is that being a black person in America is very, very hard. Although you all love to say, oh, nobody should see race, people are the reason that racism is still alive. Well, what kind of people are the reason? Black racists have no power, whereas white racists do. They have power because they are in positions of control, or they're in positions where they can influence the control over black people. Yes, that is very true. So to my friends who want to get on my videos and they're upset about the picture that I posted, oh well, I will not apologize for it, because at the moment, black lives matter. They matter. Our media is showing you, obviously they don't. So for y'all that can sit around and say all lives matter, I want you to go put it on a poster and stand out on a corner somewhere. If we can get enough white people to show that all lives matter, maybe they'll stop killing our black brothers. Because obviously that's what it's going to take for the white people to get up and get tired of black people saying black lives matter. So if y'all want it to stop, you get out there and do something about it. But what you're not going to do is get on my page with the foolishness. You will be deleted. You will be unfriended. I am not a racist. I grew up in Villa Park, Illinois, was the only black girl on an all-white cheerleading squad, so I had to learn how to deal with. And black people, you will not be successful in this world until you learn how to work with white people. But I want the white folks to really understand out there, black people are truly, we're doing
We're doing as much as we can. Not all of us, but some of us are really doing as much as we can. And we can't help but get pissed off when we see situations where it's clear the black life didn't matter. For those of you questioning why was he running away, well, goddamn. Because in the news that we've seen as of late, you could stand there, surrender to the cops, and still be killed. So for those of you that feel like all lives matter, if you want to put it on the poster, I will stand out there with you. But if you're not ready to do that, do not get on my page with it. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. You might have a black friend or two. And I'm not calling all white people racist because y'all not. But for the ones who want to get on my page talking about all lives matter, show me in American history where all lives have mattered. Show me where there has been liberty and justice for all, like that fucking Pledge of Allegiance we love to say. Excuse my French, because Sandy speaks don't usually cuss. But I was really irritated by the responses to the post that I made earlier, because white people, if all lives mattered, would there need to be a hashtag for Black Lives Mattering? Think about that. Just truly think about that. Yes, black on black crime numbers are extremely high. Yes, they are, but that is because there are uneducated people who are hell-bent on self-extermination. I am not one of them. I am into building up my kings and queens. So for me, black lives matter. And then subset, all lives matter. Take it or leave it. Sandy speaks.
Okay, that was one of the videos from Sandra Bland from Sandy Speaks. Okay. Now, I'm going to go ahead and play another one.
So I'm going to show y'all how interesting the devil is. He is so amazing. Now, I've been sitting at this mall since about 2 o'clock this afternoon. But some reason, some way, security just comes up and claims, oh, you've got to go, this is private property, you're not allowed to do that. Mind you, I've been sitting at this same spot with this same sign for 3 hours. I've been here for 3 hours. Nobody said anything. I went to the mall last week. Nobody said anything. So, okay, this how you want to play it? Fine, I'll walk around the mall with my sign. You won't shut me up and you won't shut me down. How dare you? I come here and spend my money just like anybody else, but it's okay. So Civic Retail, if you are the property managers at Yorktown, Valley Mall, whatever the heck this mall is called. I can't even remember. I'm so irritated. But it's okay. The devil is a lie. I'm about to walk around this mall with my sign in hand, and we'll see what happens. Sandy is going to keep on speaking. Y'all have a great day.
Sandy is going to keep on speaking. Okay, now, Matrix Citizens, that was Sandra Bland once again from one of her blogs called Sandy Speaks. Go look it up. It's on YouTube. You can find it anywhere on the web in the Matrix. Okay, now, I'm going to go ahead and sign off soon, guys. Now, I'm going to go ahead and speak my mind about something that I wrote and shared with you guys. Now, the moment that I completely felt like this is it, like this is too much going on, was definitely with Sandra Bland's death. Like, I really felt like enough is enough. I definitely felt the oppression that was going on, because she's not the only one. Corian Gaines is not the only one. I'm sure there's other deaths and murders that unfair deaths and murders that we don't see, that everybody doesn't get to see on the news. Because we only get news from certain states, you know, and you guys know what I'm saying. Now, number one, these crackers are not only killing my black brothers. This is what I realized. They're not only killing our black brothers and young boys, but also killing our sisters and mothers and daughters. That's the moment I feel like we need some action. We need a superhero or something for these fucking crackers, which I consider there are a lot of undercover KKK gang members. In other words, racist crackers. Now I ask myself, why are they killing us like this? Well, I feel like not only do they kill us for just a race issue, they also target the strongest black minds. They kill the minds and souls that would have shifted our race to a higher level of co-living in this world with other humans. Our black race has been targeted for many years now. I lived and witnessed this since I was born. It's no secret. I feel like we need to put our foot down completely and firmly into the grounds of this earth. Worldwide, our black queens and children should not be getting killed as if they were terrorists or thugs because of the color of their skin, especially if they were unarmed. Just like they kill us, the men and boys of society. Okay? I can't stand to watch these actions anymore, today or in the future. It really hurts. Okay? So rest in peace, Sandra Bland and Corrine Gaines, and the many other black women that goes unnoticed in the media and in this world that gets murdered by racist cops. Now, Matrix citizens, that was it for today's show. I want you guys to say their name. I want you guys to know the reason why I made this episode is just for the people that don't know of these queens, and for the people that already knew about them. I just wanted to make the episode because I don't want their spirit and their soul to die, because this too. Females had a very strong mindset, and they did speak themselves. They were aware of what was going on and the attack that the police has against us. They were aware of the war that's going on. It's definitely a mental war going on, and it's also a physical war going on right now against for us, for the blacks all around the world. Okay, it's no secret. So these black queens knew this, and to me it doesn't feel like a coincidence anymore, or why they getting killed like that, or it pops up out of nowhere and you see these. If you look at back at their videos or their blogs, the victims, you will see a pattern. You will see that they were mentally strong. They spoke their mind about social issues that was going on against the black race. Simple as that. And all of a sudden, they come up dead. Like Sandra Bland, there was a big. It went viral. Her mugshot went viral. It didn't even look like she was alive on that mugshot. We're not stupid. We saw it. She was dead in that mugshot. So it was a setup. It's like the police put that mugshot there after they did their dirt. Okay. And they put that mugshot. It looked ridiculous because she was laying down, number one. I could see the picture. We could break it down. Especially that I'm a photographer on the side of a hobby. Okay, I could tell that picture, she was not alive. We all could tell. Okay, so I'm going to say this. I'm going to sign off saying this to the fucking racist crackers, KKK undercover police that work in every fucking police station across the United States. And across the world, because there's racism everywhere in every freaking police station across the world, in my opinion. As long as you have melanin in your skin, and you're black, and you're dark, and you're brown, or light skin, or black, dark, you're going to get it. You're going to feel it no matter what. I'm going to let you crackers know, stop it. Stop touching our woman. Stop touching our children. Okay? You already kill us, the man, all the time, for so long, okay? We dealing with that shit. Stop touching our woman. We don't like it. It really doesn't feel good. Okay? Put yourself in our shoes in a way. Now, fuck that. Don't put yourself in our shoes because you can't. You won't be able to deal with it. All right? So stop it. Just stop it. All right, now, Matrix citizens, I'm out. See you guys next episode.